open wide. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station. Power Evangelism Ministries presents Piercing Darkness radio broadcast. I'd like to welcome you with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly. You're going to be blessed with an awesome prophetic message, awesome testimonies of signs, wonders, and miracles taking place in his crusades. And also, he's going to pray for your needs. So stay tuned right here on 89.9 FM WCNO as we go live in the studio with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly.
Praise the Lord. Welcome to the great edition of Piercing Darkness broadcast brought to you by the man of God, Apostle Ronald Solly, Power Evangelism Ministries. We want to wish you all a happy Mother's Day and invite you to a special Mother's Day morning service and evening service with the man of God. Sunday morning we'll be in Green Acres at the Oasis of Power Fellowship Church. You can call 561-337-9018 for more information. And Sunday night for Mother's Day we'll be at the Trinity Gymnasium. 400 South Swinton Avenue, Gallery Beach, for a revival service. You're welcome to come, and we have a gift for all the mothers. And happy Mother's Day to you and your mother and all the grandmothers and all the wonderful moms out there in the world and that love Jesus and are raising up men and women of God and nursing them. Well, thank you all. Also, we'd like to invite you June the 9th. We have a special guest, Pastor Jim Cimero from Texas will be coming to join us. He pastors, he has a church in Texas, and he's also the lead worship leader with Pastor Benny Hinn for 30 years, traveling around the world with him. He'll be joining us June the 9th for the morning and the evening service. So Sunday, June the 9th, 11:30 a.m. at the Oasis Power Fellowship Church, and then 7:30 p.m. will be also joining us. So for more information, you can go to powerevangelism.net, or you can call us at 561-337-9018. So it's free admission to free parking. Pastor Jim Cimero has been on, it's Supernatural, Sid Roth. He's been on Daystar, and he's a great man of God. He leads worship in many ministries, but he also has his own church that he's planted in Texas as a pastor. So come and get an on-time word and be encouraged and join us. Anybody can come. Even if you have your own church, you can come join us. It's free admission, it's free parking, and you're all welcome to come. That's June the 9th. So if you need prayer, call us at 561-337-9018, and we would love to pray with you. We have prayer partners standing by. And again, the ministry website is powerevangelism.net. That's one word. You can also follow Apostle Solly on Facebook. Type in Apostle Ronald Solly, and he puts pictures and messages and updates, things about the ministry when he travels and things that will really encourage you. He also comes on Facebook Live and ministers from the studio, our video studio, to encourage you as believers in the Lord. And he's on Twitter and Instagram as well. Thank you so much for being a listener, a friend, and a partner. We thank you for tuning in to Piercing Darkness every Saturday here, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. here on 89.9 FM in the Treasure Coast. I want to thank you so much. So don't forget Mother's Day service tomorrow at Green Acres West Palm, and then also Sunday night. So 11:30 in the morning and also 7:30 at night. So if you're in the area and you don't have a church home to go to, or you just want to come visit, you're more than welcome. We do have a special guest coming to join Apostle Solly, Pastor Jim Cimero, June the 9th. And his name of his ministry is called Certain Sound Ministries. You can look up Jim Cimero on Google, get information about him, and come and join us. He's a great man of God. We really bless you and encourage you. As he teamed up with Apostle Solly, his good friend, to come and minister at the Oasis Park Fellowship Church on Sunday morning, and our ministry power evangelism on Sunday evening in the revival service. And we do have a special announcement to make. Our citywide South Florida annual crusade, where we invite everybody and people come from all over the United States and the world, you're welcome to come to September 13th to 14th, Two Nights of Miracles with Pastor Jim Cimero. We're live out of the studio with Apostle Solly. Two Nights of Miracles with Apostle Ronald Solly. That's at twonightsofmiracles.com at the Palm Beach Convention Center. So we're going back live in the studio with the man of God. Enjoy this broadcast.
Crying. just grinding.
Sound released the miracle in the hospital. That's how the supernatural functions. It happens. And also we have some pamphlets that have testimonies of people that God has healed, delivered, and set free. So this will help build your faith in Jesus' name. And there's also several other stuff that I didn't get a chance to talk about that you can be able to pick up. But God wants our faith to be released. When I say that, because he's raising up an army of men and women that are willing to believe him. Amen? For the impossible. Say, I'm a believer, and nothing is impossible with God. In Jesus' name. Let us read. Turn with me to the book of Joel. Chapter 2. Joel chapter 2. Joel chapter 2. And verse 28. And it shall come to pass, I'm going to read verse 28. Afterward, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. Verse 29. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out my spirit. Father, bless this word in the name of Jesus. And the people said, amen. God is preparing the church for the end time awakening, the end time revival. God is preparing the church for something unusual. And because we're living in the last days, we see an increase in the activity of darkness. The Bible said, darkness shall cover the earth, deep darkness the people, but his glory shall rise upon thee. Why is he saying he's going to pour his spirit upon all flesh? Because no flesh can glory in his presence. We need the Holy Spirit if we are going to maintain our relationship with Jesus. If we don't have the Holy Spirit, then we can't. There is an attack that was launched by the enemy against God's kingdom. And definitely the devil will never prevail, because God always has a counterpunch which is more heavier and intense than the devil's plan. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. So, religious spirits don't like the power of God. Religious spirits do not like the Holy Spirit, because they're set in a certain way of thinking. They have found a way to package, bandage as your lifestyle. Demonic spirits feel comfortable when they're in a place where they cannot be exposed. It's the devil's intention to keep people in bondage. That way, he can feel like he got the control and he can manipulate his way. But when the Spirit of God comes, the Spirit of God exposes lies from the pit of hell. And that's what the Spirit of God does. Religious spirits don't like to be exposed. They like to operate unnoticed. Jesus asked the question, when I return, will I find faith on earth? Why did he ask that question? Because he warned us about the great deception that was going to take place. A lot of deception that's going to take place in the last days. You hear how the message on grace has been compromised and taken over to the cliff. You hear preachers saying, you can live like a devil, you're going to go to heaven. You don't need to repent of your sin. Even you hear preachers saying there is no hell. Why would God create hell if he loves people? The biggest percentages of Christians don't even believe that there is hell. They doubt it. And they don't have no fear of God. But why would Jesus come here on earth to shed his blood if there was no judgment waiting for those that have rejected Christ, then his coming would mean nothing. So we know very well that the coming of Jesus is to be accepted by revelation. He didn't come to waste time, like you're going to find out today. He came to redeem us from judgment, from destruction, from the devil's plan. Let us give Jesus the best clap offering. I think Jesus deserves a better clap offering. I believe if the church can embrace the message of repentance, the Holy Spirit will begin to operate through every believer for the greatest awakening that has ever been noticed. Within this window of opportunity, we see the shift as the powers of darkness begin to lose grip over the nation of America. You see what happened during the elections, how Hollywood got very, very upset by the results. And you see how the church has an opportunity to pray and to seize the moment whereby things can be reversed, like abortion. Homosexual marriages can be reversed. Because righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach. And why are people turning to sin? Because they don't see any other way out of their misery. So they turn to sin, thinking that if they turn to sin, they will find a solution to their misery. When people come to church, we should not be afraid to teach them what the Word of God says. I'm not afraid to tell people that repent and give your life to Jesus so your soul can be saved. Reject Jesus, then you'll be destroyed by the devil, because God still loves you, but the devil, if he has gain and control over your life, then what will stop the devil from destroying you? The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. God loves everybody. He loves the homosexuals. He loves the Muslims. But he does not approve Antichrist teachings. He doesn't approve those kind of mindset. And we're not here to sound judgmental, but we're here to sound the love of God. If you love somebody, you don't leave them in a pit and say, hang in there, I love you. Hang in tight. Let a snake strangle you. Hallelujah. If you love somebody, you don't leave them in a pit and say, hang in there, stay, do that abortion, keep on doing, get pregnant, kill the babies, hang in there, get married, stay in a homosexual marriage, die in the snake empire. No, you pull them out. You pray them out. You prophesy them out. You pull them out of the pit. You call them out of the pit. Somebody say hallelujah. It is prayer and fasting that will take people out of these bandages. It's when we preach the gospel without fear of being misunderstood. It's when we preach the gospel without fear of being misunderstood, worrying about people's opinion. No, we should stand for the truth. Stand for what the Word of God says. Repent and give your life to Jesus. Because Jesus is Lord and is coming back soon. Time is running out. Get the church ready. Get the believers ready to prepare for the Lord's return. Somebody say hallelujah. Amen. The church should not sit back and let the Islamic revolution take over the nation. No way. The church should pray and claim the nation for Jesus, and claim the land for Jesus, and claim the youth for Jesus, and claim the mothers for Jesus, and claim the city for Jesus, and claim every school for Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah. Let's give him a shout of praise. I was driving in Greenville 2 years ago, and I came across a mosque built right next to a church next door. And then I said to myself, this can never happen in Africa where I come from. Muslims will not put a mosque right next to a church because they know they're going to lose all their members. Because you can't put Antichrist next to Christ. Now, do I love the Muslims? Yes, I do love them. I disagree with their type of worship, but I love them. But when miracles are happening in God's house, blind eyes are opening, deaf ears are opening, demons are being cast out, you can't put a mosque next to us. Because your members are going to come and receive the Jesus. Then I came to realize their plan to conquer America, and God forbid it won't happen, is to buy churches and turn them into mosques. That's the plan of the enemy. When churches face foreclosure and they can't pay their bill, who buys it? The Muslim. How can this nation stop the Antichrist movement? The Holy Spirit has to be present. A lot of young people are so much eager about the supernatural. They have so many questions. That's why they venture into different kind of things that have to do with the supernatural. They turn to transcendental meditation, they turn to yoga, they turn to several other things, Eastern religions, looking for access to the supernatural and using wrong avenues, and they get destroyed, they get depressed, they get suicidal, because when you serve the things, you open up yourself to destruction. Why is it that horror movies and demonic movies, Hollywood is making billions of dollars through the things? Why? Because this generation wants the supernatural. And the church can't sit back and act like casting out devils is alien. Yes, a Christian can have a devil, and a devil can be cast out of a Christian. And how does a Christian get a devil? When they don't have the word, when they live in sin and they don't confess their sin, they open up a door. When they're ignorant, when they live a life without in fear and not having faith, they could open up a door for the demon to attack them. But when the word of God is preached, when the Holy Ghost is invited, then the devil will leave. So we are not afraid of devils, no. We cast them out because of the power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. I believe this is a window of opportunity for the church in America to get aggressive and begin to win souls to Christ. Somebody say hallelujah. We must pray that prayer will come back in the schools in America. That every school will have a Bible study. Hallelujah. We'll have a prayer group. We'll have a deliverance room where kids can go and get prayer and receive restoration. Nobody forcing them. We should be able to carry our Bibles to school, carry our Bibles wherever we go, and not be afraid Why? Because in God we trust. Somebody say amen. It says on your dollar bill, in God we trust. Somebody say amen. So it should say in your car, in God we trust. On your refrigerator, in God we trust. Wherever you go, in God we trust. Not just in theory, but in reality. If, you see, to destroy a nation is to make a covenant with the devil. One of the things that intercessors did in my country where I was born is they called for a national day of prayer and consecration of the nation. And the president was invited to come to the prayer camp. And then he handed the flag of the nation when he was singing the song, I Plead the Blood, waving the red flags. There's something spiritual about that. As you release the blood, you apply the blood. You're not just doing some gesture in the natural. In the spirit, you're releasing something. You're crushing the devil's strategy. Something is happening in the spirit. So the president took the flag of the nation and gave it to the intercessors and handed over the nation and renounced iniquity over the land, renounced all idol worship, witchcraft, Satanism, and handed the nation back to God while intercessors were standing there and praying and making a vow that we shall serve God. I believe that can happen in America because the man in the White House is open to prayer. But how is he going to do it unless there's a people that are willing to go and tell him, this is how you redeem a nation. Amen. You take the flag and call intercessors in a prayer and hand it to the and renounce all the covenants. But it's going to begin at a grassroots level. It's going to begin with the church right now where we're open to the Holy Ghost. We're open to the supernatural. I thank God for 99.9 FM. I can preach on the radio without being afraid or concerned about what I can say and what I can't say. Somebody say, hallelujah. I can cast the devil out on radio live in the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody say, hallelujah. This is a time for CNN to broadcast the power of God and miracles and signs and wonders. We can take this nation back using the media, using social media. Someone say hallelujah. We can get on Facebook and prophesy to dry bones live again. I want to see the miracles of God happening like never before. Just like in the book of Acts. Hallelujah. The shadow of Peter healed the sick. This morning, my shadow gonna heal the sick. I'm gonna call the sick. They're gonna stand in my shadow and they're gonna be healed. Why? That's the glory of God. Somebody say hallelujah. The same results that we see in the Bible, we shall see today. Because nothing is impossible with God. All things are possible when you believe. Hallelujah. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. There is a war going on in the spirit. The Holy Ghost is winner, 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 winner. He wins all the time. He never loses. Somebody say hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, this is the message I have for those Christians that think something is not right when you pray in tongues. Let me talk to you for a second. There's nothing wrong when you pray in tongues because the Holy Spirit gives you utterance. He knows the Father better than anybody. He knows how to show you how to pray in the mighty name of Jesus to get your breakthrough. The Holy Ghost knows you better than you. So when you pray in tongues, He is interceding through your tongues for you. So as it gives you utterance, you don't know whether you're repenting or you're announcing something. The Holy Ghost is navigating you through all the way. So praying in the spirit is not bad, it's good. You can do it while you're driving. You can do it while you're getting your hair done. You can do it while you're fixing your home. You can do it while you're shopping. You can do it while you're... anytime. You have a right to pray in the Holy Ghost, it is your blessing. And when we pray in the Spirit, we are open to the blessing to overwhelm us. Because when we pray in unknown tongues, we are unlocking new dimensions in our lives. Practice that and do it as the Spirit of God gives you utterance. Because He is here and He is wrapping up, preparing the church for the Lord's return. A woman came to see me last Sunday for prayer. 2 weeks ago, she came because she couldn't get pregnant. And God gave me a word of knowledge. And I spoke to her and said, you had an abortion. And she don't know how I found that, but word of knowledge. So I said, you got to renounce that. So once you renounce that, now I broke the curse of infertility and not being able to get pregnant. She's been married for many years. Now God opened a womb. She's going to have a child. She came back the following Sunday and said, there's something that happened to her. And she's afraid to tell people. She had the Lord's voice loud and clear saying, I am coming back soon. Go tell my people. And she came and said, I came to tell you this because I know you will not misunderstand me. How do I tell them? I said, simple. Go tell them, anybody you see, once you talk to them, get your life right. Jesus is coming back. That's all you got to tell them. Don't even worry about explaining. God is going to use school teachers, cashiers, bank tellers, mothers, students, everybody. This is the end time awakening. You are to be a witness to people that Jesus is coming back boldly and you won't be afraid. And guess what? You have nothing to lose but everything to gain when you tell people about Jesus. He says, your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Don't be afraid when your baby comes and tells you to say something deep prophetically. Thus says the Lord. God spoke to me. No, God could speak to you through your children. He can. He can do it. We have a sister in our church. She's not here. Her 5-year-old pays attention to all my sermons. So they're believing God to buy a home. And they come across some stumbling block. And she begins to, as they're talking, she picks up on a conversation. And she says, Mommy, I decree and I declare that's our home. I decree and I declare that's our home. Imagine a 5-year-old decreeing and declaring that you're coming out of debt. Imagine a 5-year-old decreeing and declare that arthritis shall leave you. Imagine your 5-year-old beginning to decree and declare that you will live for Jesus and not the devil. When the Holy Ghost comes upon our children and they begin to prophesy, I bet the devil is going to flee from your home. You won't have to send them to boot camp. Because if they go to boot camp, they will shut it down because they're full of the fire of the Holy Ghost. Jesus began to preach as a young man, a teenager, and he transformed cities and regions. It's time for us to claim our youth to get on fire for God, where they'll be out and ready to pray, to seek God, and to go after God with all their heart. And nothing will be able to stop them. Because they're tired of entertainment. They want the supernatural. We must show them the positive supernatural, where your life can be transformed. Amen. When they go on a mission field, they will see blind eyes open, deaf ears stopped, cripple walking, people coming out of wheelchairs, casting out of devils. Before I finish, the Holy Spirit emphasizes Jesus. And that's one thing that I've learned through my walk with the Holy Spirit, is Jesus is very real to me. Jesus is more real to me than my family, than my friends, my co-workers, than the people I see right now. Why? Because the Spirit of God emphasizes that relationship. And the more you fellowship with the Holy Spirit, the more you will connect with Jesus. Because the Spirit of God is not here for himself. He's here for Jesus. He's here to emphasize that. He's here. Can you come help me out, please, on the piano? Thank you. He's here to emphasize fellowship. He's here to emphasize that connection. We have to remain in tune with the Holy Spirit. There was a woman that came to the service, and she brought a prayer request. Her daughter was in a coma with an infection that was spreading so fast. We have a prayer box where people place prayer requests. She wrote the name of the daughter and placed it inside a prayer box. And 9 days in a coma, she never gave up. The doctors had given up. The Lord brought her back to life. Isn't that amazing? Another woman came to the service and she says, "Apostle, my mother is in a coma." This is another one. "I want to come to church and pray for her." I say, "I'm very busy because I've had some other meetings going on. Just give me the picture, I'll pray." So I prayed for the picture. I said, "Now she's free." She kept on saying to me, "You gotta come." She kept on insisting. But I knew, because there's no distance in the spirit, that God's gonna bring this woman back from the coma. So I told her, "Go, okay, I'll come tomorrow." So the next day I went there. I didn't go to call this woman back from the coma because God already answered my prayer. She had already raised up, so I just came to witness it. So when I pulled up in the hospital, and she said, "My goodness, I got some good news for you. My mother is back from the coma. She's now free." I said, "You see what I told you? I didn't have to come because the Lord already did it. There is no distance in the spirit. The Holy Spirit can go where we can't go. So when you pray in the spirit, you can be able to obtain breakthroughs that the natural will never show you. There's no limit when we allow the Holy Spirit to take us there. So the spirit of death was so upset at how God did a miracle in this woman. A few years later, she received a high-level voodoo attack. If they tell you about voodoo, it's wicked. Her skin began to change instantly. It began with one little scratch. She scratched herself, one little scratch, and that's all it took. It began to spread. They rushed out of the emergency. The doctors ran tests. They couldn't figure it out. They did everything, and her body was swelling, and her skin had a lot of dots on it. Breakout, a very crazy breakout. And they couldn't figure it out. So they ran tests, brought specialist after specialist. It wasn't working. So they sent her to a place, a nursing home, a place for her to go there and die. They couldn't figure it out. They said, "We have no solution." So I received a call from one of our church members, say, "You need to come and pray for this lady." I found out the daughter had communicated with the church, and this woman is our church member and works in that nursing home. So I went there. When I walked into the room, I saw this woman laying down on the bed. Her skin was all messed up. I never seen anything like this. All her face, all the arms, everything didn't look normal. There were dots in each spot. So when I walked in, I didn't even ask a question. I began right away to rebuke the spirit of death and witchcraft. As I was coming against death, the strong man, I picked up witchcraft, was operating on her skin. Demons don't respond to medication. They respond to the blood of Jesus. This woman covered in a skin, death all around her, a skin messed up. I said, in the name of Jesus, you shall not die, but you shall live. I command death to leave you. And then she screamed, amen. I said, I was shocked. Amen was louder than my prayer. Amen means I agree. Amen means I believe and I receive. Are you ready for this? Immediately the prayer began to work. Within days, her skin was back to normal. Within days, she was discharged from the hospital and she's alive till today. Hallelujah! Glory to God! There's something about the blood of Jesus. It will never lose its power. Let's give God a shout of praise. Shout hallelujah. Shout glory. I want to finish by saying this. The supernatural is not alien. The supernatural is not alien. The supernatural is real. We can have access to it. Faith. Write down the three things. Number one, faith does not reason. Faith reacts and responds. It does not reason. When you believe, you don't question how it's going to happen. You prepare for it. That's when you believe. Because nothing is impossible with God. Faith does not question. It responds. How does it come? It comes by hearing the word of God. We hear this about faith. Let me give you 25 keys on how to increase your faith. There is only one key. Simply believe. That's the key that works. Believe. How do I know that I'm believing? This one, I stop trying to figure it out and just trust God. So trust is based out of relationship. You develop your faith as you release your faith. Simple as that. How do you receive? You simply believe and receive. I prayed for this child. He had a strong case of asthma that he was heavily struggling to breathe and he couldn't even run. He couldn't play football. And he was missing what a 10-year-old can do. They want to play. They want to run around. See his friends running around. He's struggling. So his mother brought him to the crusade. His sister saw a flyer at a Ruby Tuesday, picked up on the floor and told mother, we got to go here. So all the family came. The husband had had surgery on the back and was in pain because of a messed up back, and her son was sick. So when they came to the service, God gave me a word of knowledge to pray for the man. I prayed for the man's back and God healed him instantly. So glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. When the son saw what the Lord did for the dad, he was touched. He began to really desire his freedom. So the mother brought him and he was crying. And I said, what's the problem with your son? He said, he has a breathing problem. He has a severe case of asthma. So I laid hands on him and I began to prophesy over his life. And I decreed under the glory. Because when the Spirit of God is present, liberty is present. As I prophesied on him, I said, new lungs, everything new in the name of Jesus. Simply say, I believe and I receive it. He said, I believe and I receive it. Guess what? When I told the mother, go to the doctors, they're in for a surprise. She did exactly what I told her. She took her son to the doctors in Port St. Lucie. When they went to the doctors ran tests, and they came back and they said, ma'am, you brought the wrong child. You brought the wrong child. Those are the exact words the doctor said. Everything is normal on your child. Someone say hallelujah. Amen. That was the right child. No mother knows their son or daughter like the mother. But God had put new lungs there. And guess what? He went and began to preach to all his friends in school. Now he plays football. And he tells his friends, I went to the crusade and all I did is believed and I received it. Now all my asthma is gone. He plays football and is... To God be the glory for the supernatural. Faith is simple like that. Believe and receive. Now the healing can manifest instantly or gradually. Sometime God would gradually manifest it. A man paralyzed halfway down. I prayed for him and anointed him in front of everybody. We have it on tape. Poured oil all over him. Soaked his body with oil and prophesied on him and said, you will walk again, because medication had failed. They took him to a voodoo priest. It didn't work. Wrong place to go for healing. Don't go to the devil. Paralyzed halfway down. And I prayed for him and he began to walk again after a few months. Now he plays soccer. He can play basketball. He can run. He drives, goes to work. All it takes is when a prophetic word is spoken, when the Spirit of God is released, simply believe. When the word is spoken over your life, believe and ye shall receive. Because with God, all things are possible. When you believe, simply believe and you shall receive it. Number two. Supernatural. When we download from the glory realm, we have to understand that his will is done on earth as it is in heaven. The Father said, Jesus prayed and said, Father, thy kingdom come, thy will be the kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In the glory realm, we tap into the manifestation where his will is done on earth as it is in heaven. So we don't question, we surrender and we respond to his manifestations. The Holy Spirit did this in the early church. In Acts chapter 3 verse 1 says, now Peter and John went together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms for them that entered into the temple. Who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, ask for alms. And Peter fastening his eyes, that's where it happens. Upon him with John said, look on us. So when the man looked, he did not see them. This is what he saw. It says here, Peter said, silver and gold I have none, but such as I have, I give thee. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand, lift him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength, and he leaping up stood, walked, and entered with them into the temple, walking and limping and praising God. Walking, limping, praising the Lord. As he transitioned from crippleness, from a beggar, where did he go? He leaped and walked into the temple to worship God. Worship is very important. Amen. When you look to Jesus, what are you going to do? You're going to worship. You're not going to complain. When you stop looking to Jesus, what are you going to do? Mama and complain and get dejected, discouraged, frustrated. Thus says the Lord, call unto me and I'll answer thee, and I'll show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. I'm here to say, turn your eyes on Jesus. Turn your eyes on Jesus. Take your eyes off your problem. Put them on a cross. Someone say hallelujah. Jesus said it is finished. At the cross, he victoriously defeated Satan. Hallelujah. And the last point for you to experience the glory and the supernatural, you must surrender to God. Let it go. Stop holding onto it. Your husband, your wife, your daughter, your child are waiting to see the manifestation of God's glory in your life. as you surrender and let it go, God's going to begin to enlarge your territory and to empower you to possess the land. Someone say amen.
Yes, amen.
Glory to God. Goliath will not stand when the Spirit of God comes. Surrender is key. When we surrender, it happens. When we surrender, we receive. When we surrender, we connect. The chair you're seated in, you surrender to it. You know why? Because you know it's not gonna, it's four-legged, you won't fall. God is more powerful than the chair you're seated on. Surrender your rebellious daughter to Jesus and stop worrying about it. Sleep like a baby. Hallelujah. Surrender your financial situation to God. Surrender your heart to Him. Surrender all the things that bother you to Jesus and see Him move in that situation and cause an awakening in your life. That's how we tap into the glory. And this morning, this afternoon, excuse me, we're going to see manifestations that are unique. We've been seeing them since we began, but this time the Lord is going to take us to the next level. I want the fire of God to come down in the next few moments and hit everybody that wants it. Who wants the fire? Who wants the fire? Do you want it? Lift up your hands. You are Lord, our holy. You are Lord, our worthy. You deserve the glory. Jesus, you are.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Give God glory for the powerful message the Lord released in one of those powerful crusades and service that was ministered again in Aiken, South Carolina. These are the last days, and God has promised to pour His Spirit upon all flesh. We are encountering, this is what I call living in the end times. You see what's happening in the Iran, United States sending more ships there. We see what's happening in Venezuela, in Israel, Syria, some parts of Africa. The Bible says, it was a peace, peace, then sudden destruction. But you know, as a child of God, you need to draw closer to Christ and maintain a close relationship with Jesus. So I want to make an invitation for those who don't know Jesus in your heart. Simply say to me, Lord Jesus, come into my heart and save me. I repent, renounce my sin. Remove my name from the book of death. Write my name in the book of life. I accept Jesus in my heart as Lord and Savior. And I am born again. Now, if you receive Jesus in your heart, you're born again. Keep your heart in Christ and read your Bible and maintain your relationship with Jesus, because He has a plan to bless you and also to increase your faith as you walk closer with Him in these last days. Find a Bible-believing church and grow in faith in Jesus' name. Now, I want to invite you to go to our website, www.powerevangelism.net, and find out how you can be able to where my meetings are going to be coming up, how to partner with this ministry, and also to get some resources from our website. You can also like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. We're on YouTube and also Instagram. Just type in Apostle Ron Rosali. I also want to encourage you to watch our TV show, which comes every Sunday at 5 p.m. on Channel 13, 61 and 436 HD. For those of you who have Hotwire Cable, it comes on Channel 12. Every Sunday at 5 o'clock. We also have some powerful meetings coming up on June the 9th. A friend of mine is going to be coming in from Texas. Jim Zanaro, he'll be ministering here for the Miracle Service at 7:30 p.m. Also, on the 26th of May, I'm going to have a Miracle Service. And it's going to be at the DF Campus, 400 South Sweden Avenue. The information will be on our website. Also, just to remind you that September the 13th and 14th, we're going to have a citywide crusade at the Palm Beach Convention Center. So mark your calendar so you can be available to come to those meetings, and you're going to be extremely blessed. God is going to glorify Himself in such unusual ways. We've seen creative miracles. We've seen blind eyes open, deaf ears stopped. God's power is not limited to human understanding. God is a miracle-working God. We need to trust Him. And He will move in magnificent ways. Now, if you want to submit a prayer question, what is the sound in prayer? We have a prayer line you can call. That is 561-337-9018. Let's call the prayer line. Somebody will be able to take your prayer request, and we're going to stand with you in prayer. That's 561-337-9018. Also, if you want to submit your prayer request by going to the website, go to website.prayerline.net or email it, and we'll stand with you in prayer. The best is here to come. And nothing is impossible with our God. We believe that Christ is in control of your life, and I'm going to pray for you right now. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for all that are joining me and listen to this broadcast. Those that are discussed, let them take courage knowing that you're in control, you're in the driver's seat, and nothing is impossible with you because they believe. Let those chains that are holding them in pain, in depression, distress, be crushed in the mighty name of Jesus. The name of Jesus breaks every chain. In the mighty name of Jesus, let the chains be broken off their life. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to hear your testimony. Maybe you want to send us an email. Maybe you want to write to us. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 221-661, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33422. I'm going to repeat again. If you want to write to us, High Evangelism or Apostle Sally, write to P.O. Box 221-661, West Palm Beach, Florida, and the zip code is 33422. May the Lord bless you and keep you strong, and let your countenance be radiating Jesus, and may your heart draw closer to Him as you continue to expect your breakthrough. I'll be back in next week to bring you some more exciting programming at the same time, every Saturday at 1 o'clock. Every Saturday at 1 o'clock, we bring you piercing darkness with the light of Jesus to bring encouragement. Let your friends know about it. Share it on your Facebook and Instagram, and all of you from the Bahamas, Palm Beach County, as far as you can hear the sound of my voice on the internet, God bless you, and I'll be back again with more exciting programming. Jesus is Lord. I'll go back to the studio.
Thank you for tuning in today's broadcast brought to you by Power Evangelism Ministries, Piercing Darkness, with your host, the Apostle Ronald Solly. For more information about Apostle Ronald Solly or our ministry, like him on Facebook, follow him on Twitter, or watch his live feeds on Periscope, or go to our website, powerevangelism.net, or call us 561-337-9018. Thank you for tuning in, and don't miss next week's show. It's going to be exciting and life-changing right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. This is Piercing Darkness and your host, Apostle Ronald Solly. God bless each and every one of you for tuning in and listening. We'll see you next week, same time, same station.